there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. With me is Tasha Holtman. Tasha is a teacher at LSAT Demon. How are you doing, Tasha?
I'm great. How are you?
I am just fine. We have a real quick episode today. This is just an update from a previous episode about letters of recommendation. Do you want to read this email from Angie?
Hey guys, I just listened to today's episode in which you answered a question from someone having difficulty getting recommenders to create an LSAC account. I wanted to point out that there is a snail mail option for recommenders. When you add a recommender in LSAC, you can choose to print the form to give to a recommender and they can fill it out and mail it with their letter. It takes longer, but it's an option.
And then Angie helpfully sent a screenshot of the FAQ from the LSAC website. But basically, it's just, should I choose print or email for the letter of recommendation? And it's like, well, do you want to print it or do you want to use email? Obviously, email would be the better choice. But if you are getting, you know, recommenders who are old or old-fashioned, either way, you can go ahead and so again, yeah, what is the thing? You can print the form and give it to them. They fill it out and then they mail it out along with a printed letter of recommendation. Yeah, definitely does not sound like the optimal plan. Will for sure take longer.
No, but I guess for your 80-year-old philosophy professors, it's better than waiting for them to fill out the online form.
Absolutely. And I did not know that that was an option. And I'm super appreciative of listener Angie for sending in that note. I think that's it. Anything about letters of recommendation that you'd like to add, Tasha?
There's the general tips. Get on top of them early.
Especially if you're going to use this option, right? If you're going to use the printed out like snail mail option, you know, that can now sit on the professor's desk gathering dust. I mean, of course, email can sit in their inbox gathering virtual dust as well. But yeah, okay, so get on it early. What else?
Make sure that if you're fortunate enough to still be in college, that you're forming great relationships with your professors. And make sure to send your resume, any reminders, if you went to a big school, about what classes you took, what papers you wrote.
If necessary, if you're not like real close with this person, if it was a lecture of 500 people and you're trying to get a letter of recommendation from that professor, in that case, I mean, you might want to choose somebody better, right? Like my general tip for letters of recommendation is that you should pick people who are going to be enthusiastic about giving you a recommendation. If they respond in some sort of a tepid, who are you kind of a way, then that's probably not the right person. You need somebody who graded your work and is gonna say nice things about you.
And substance over fancy titles.
Right. Yep. Does not matter if they're a full minted professor with a chair in the department or whatever. None of that shit matters if they say tepid things about you. So you need somebody who's gonna just enthusiastically go to bat for you. And if it turns out that the only, you know, closest person to you that can do that is like a graduate teaching assistant, that's totally fine, because that person led your discussion section of 12 people and actually worked with you. That's much better than somebody who taught a 500 person lecture and didn't actually work with you. Okay, cool. Anything else about LORs?
I think that just about covers it.
Yeah, don't worry about it too much. Just get it done, y'all. This is like a necessary condition. This is a thing that you have to do as part of your recommendation, but it's not gonna like make your application.
Oh, two strong letters are better than two strong letters in one tepid letter.
Yeah, well, that goes for applications generally, and even your writing, right? I'd rather make one strong point then make one strong point and then bury it with a weak one. So if you're not sure whether you should submit that third optional letter or whatever optional essay, or if you're not sure whether you should cover this additional topic in your personal statement, you can probably lean toward no, unless it's gonna really, make your application shine. It's like, if this isn't great, it probably should be cut.
And if you're not sure if someone can write you a strong letter, just ask them. It's better to have a to get a no and just cut that, cut the loss, than to find out when you get rejected.
Get your two good ones and don't really worry about it unless a school is like requiring a third one. This is letters of recommendation are the last thing that you should obsess over. I mean, they're kind of the first thing that you should get going, because it's in somebody else's court and you're going to have to wait for them. The ball's in their court. You're going to have to wait for them to get back to you. But other than that, this just isn't something that you should like. The people who spring to mind are probably the right people. Go talk to them, you know, ask them nicely if they will do this favor for you. And if they are enthusiastic about it, great. Then those are the people. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up there. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.